ready to head up a brand new hospital whose corridors I'll need to learn how to navigate, and yet another set of protocols for me to get familiar with, I'm sure. But tonight, here I am, seated in the middle of my living room floor, surrounded by boxes and files, still procrastinating over what to take with me and what to leave behind. It's 11:20. The moving van is booked for 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, and here, between my fingers, is a small piece of thin blue paper. When it first slipped out from between the pages of my old address book, I had no idea what this piece of paper was. But then, as soon as I unfolded it, I remembered everything. His handwriting, his address, and all 11 digits of his phone number. Arriving at the train station that Saturday morning. Everything is quiet, and I'm 15. When I get to the ticket hall, the tiles of the floor are still all wet and shining. I'm clearly going to be the first person to walk across them this morning, and so I stop for a moment to gather my nerve. While I stand there in the doorway, I can hear myself starting to mutter something under my breath. Andrew, I seem to be saying. My name is Andrew. I sound like I'm trying to convince myself of something. Or maybe I sound like an anaesthetist does in the ICU when they lean forward and ask you to please start counting backwards from 20. When they want you to let go. Now, my feet are stepping forward. They are starting to make their way across a skin of evaporating water, and now I can see my hands resting side by side on the shelf in front of the ticket office window. What am I trying to say to the man behind the glass? Ah, yes, of course. The name of my destination. The word I've been practicing in my bedroom every night for the last 2 weeks. Twickenham, I say. Or at least, I try to say it. I try to heave the word up out of my throat at least twice, but for some reason it doesn't want to move, and so I cough and try again. I'd like a cheap day return, I say. A cheap day return, please, to... But at that point, my throat closes up completely. The man behind the window leans forward and he asks me to slow things down a bit. I do what I'm told, and that seems to work. Because the next thing I can see is my fingers sliding a sequence of coins through the gap at the bottom of the glass, and the man's fingers pushing my 2 cardboard train tickets back towards me in return. I blush, say thank you, and then keep those 2 precious rectangles of cardboard squeezed tightly in my hand as I head back across the tiles and then turn left towards the ticket barrier. The water's mostly gone by now, I notice. I keep my head down and avoid making eye contact with the man at the barrier. Now, I'm out in some sunlight and finally starting to breathe properly. I find a bench, lean myself back against a patch of already warm brick wall, and discover that my shirt, my best shirt, is already starting to stick to my back. I look away to my right. Down the tracks, I begin to see a dot shaking in the heat. I want this dot to hurry up. I want it to burst into being a train and save me. I know what day of the week this is, because my schoolboy trips up to London were always on a Saturday, even during the holidays, and if I was still 15, then the heat that's making my shirt stick to my back already must be happening on the morning of the first or second Saturday of August 1974. All of